Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
I'm not sure if this is the right thing to do, but I can't stop thinking about that beautiful steak. What should I do? Fuck it, I need it. Hello, have you reached the Ribeye Hotline? How can I help you? Yeah, listen, I'm desperate. I need to know what's going on right now. What are you cooking? I'm looking at a big fresh ribeye right now. What do you want me to do? Do you have any seasoning on it yet? No seasoning yet. I'm just looking at it. What kind of thing should I do to it right now? Should I rub it down? Yeah, rub it down. I'm grabbing the pepper right now, baby. It's black peppercorn. Oh yeah, it's touching that meat nice and tender right now. Yeah, what does it look like? Oh, it just looks so tender. The meat's been sitting out for about 20 minutes. It just looks so fresh, like you could just eat it just like now, just like the way it is. Yeah? Well, why don't you eat it? It's about the process, baby. Gotta slow it down a little bit. Looks like I've seasoned enough on one side. Just gonna take my time with it right now. Oh yeah, a little bit of peppercorn salt, a little bit of Himalayan salt, some black peppercorns. Oh yeah, just rubbing it in right now. I wish you could hear this. It just wanted it, this ribeye. Oh my god, are you gonna season the other side too? Well, first things first, baby, I gotta turn the stove on, get the heat up to about 500 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty hot. Yeah. That's how we do it on the Ribeye Hotline. Super nice and hot. What else are you looking at right now? Right now, to be honest with you, I'm just letting that seasoning just kind of percolate on the skin of the ribeye. I'm just kind of softly caressing it right now. Yeah? Yeah, just want to kind of take my time with it, you know? Pushing down some of the Himalayan salt pieces into the ribeye. It's just making it ever so delicate and succulent. How succulent do you think it will be? Oh, this might go down as one of the most succulent steaks I've ever tried in my entire life. For whatever reason, the salt and the pepper just seems to be grabbing it for dear life. Like it's on the edge of the cliff and the ribeye's just holding on. I wish you were here right now. Oh yeah, me too. I just couldn't stop thinking about this all day. Oh, looks like the stove is heating up. Just getting the other side, doing the exact same thing, you know, revving it into all those crevices, nice and slow. Oh, yeah. I just love the sound that salt makes when it's just crashing up against the rib. Oh, my God. That fat is just so just succulent and juicy and sweet. I think I need a little bit more peppercorn, though. Can't just do all salt, you need a little bit of spice, right? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. This is so crazy. I'm at work too, baby. Making a steak is it's a labor of love, I'm sure you know. I'm just trying to find all these crevices in this ribeye face and fill it with the seasoning like a bad girl, like the bad girl she is, you know, just nice and firm and just. Just like Batman locking up somebody in Arkham right now. Just hearing those gates cling for the last time. The steak is tasting its last little taste of freedom while my cast iron is now on the grill. Oh, really? Use a cast iron? Yeah. It's probably 5 years old. It's seen a lot of battles on the stove, but today it's special for you. Yeah? Yeah, I'm just, Oh, the seasoning is just on it perfectly right now. I got my mise en place in front of me. I got a little bit of butter, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of thyme, and I got some thyme for you, if you know what I mean. Got some Marvin Gaye playing in the background, just for us. Came back for the grave, just for the special showing. Oh my God, the top of the cast iron is starting to smoke. Can you put the phone against the stove when you place the meat? Well, that's 100% what we do on Ribeye Hotline. I gotta make sure that you can hear the steak as it kisses the pan for the first time with all those juicy spices and meats and fats and protein on the skillet at the same time. It's like Leonardo da Vinci came back from the grave, painted the Mona Lisa for a second time. What we need to do now is get some scotch on the rocks, because the cast iron is just hitting that part where she's just about to erupt. So I gotta take a little bit of that edge off, a little bit of scotch, Glen Velvet 15, single malt scotch whiskey, just to kind of wet the palate before I enjoy this on our behalf. Yeah? What is it gonna look like? Well, I'll tell you what, baby. This Glen Velvet is special. Just hearing this Glen Velvet kiss the side of the glass, it's like marmalade on a French piece of French toast. Oh, it's to the side now where it belongs. See if I can get you a close-up of what we're looking at here, baby. Yeah? Oh yeah, I love when you get nice and close. First, I'm going to glaze the pot with a little bit of olive oil. Oh yeah, it's bubbling. Now it's time for the money shot, baby. You ready for it? Yeah? Here goes, just like Gordon Ramsay taught us. Out of the way. Oh yeah. Can you hear that, baby? Oh my God, that is so crazy. Oh. You want me to stop talking dirty to you, or do you want me to let the steak do the talking? Oh my God, give me the steak. Doesn't that sound like heaven? Oh my God, this is crazy. I knew I should have called. What the hell is going on? It's called science, baby. That's what we were put on earth to do. I'm gonna have a little sip for us on the rocks, if you know what I'm saying. Oh my God, it's smoking in here, something fierce. It's time for me to flip the steak. Yeah? Oh yeah. Oh, if only we were here, this is some crazy crest. Some of the salt is just cracking and making a mess everywhere. It's unbelievable what's happening right now. The steak is just loving the heat and the spices, and the crust on one side is formed so marbly. It's, tell me more about the crust. What do you see? Well, I see parts of brown. I see, yeah. Oh my God, breathing this in is just blowing my mind. I see parts of black. I see some brown crust. I see the salt hiding away, grabbing for dear life into the fat of the ribeye. Now it's time to add the butter. Oh, and the garlic. Yeah. And a little bit of thyme, because I got time for you, baby. Oh my God. It sounds so good. I can hear the butter just bringing down the smoke. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Oh my God, is that butter really doing what I think it's doing right now? Oh yeah. I'm just flirting with that butter right now. It's organic from the farmer's market, of course. And the butter and the thyme and the steak juices are just coming together in a marvelous masterpiece. I think we need a little bit more butter so we can... I think you know what's coming next, baby. Oh my God, I think I know. Tell me anyways. I'm about to baste the fuck out of this steak. Oh my God. Are you serious? Oh yeah. Do you hear that? I'm basting it. That butter and that garlic. Yeah. Basting it. Oh yeah. Get that butter, baby. Get that fucking butter in ya. Oh yeah. The steak is just screaming in pleasure. The nectar from the gods. are on the steak. Oh my god, I'm freaking out right now. My boss is walking by me. I can't even control this right now. What are you doing? Oh, I'm breaking up some of the garlic. It's just melting under the pressure of the steak and the butter. I've turned the heat down a bit because we're in the back nine of the golf course, if you know what I'm saying. Oh my god. You're in the back nine? Yeah. Just going to find a little bit more of this butter and baste the other side. Oh yeah. Big scoop of butter with thyme on it. All the garlic is making a mountain on top of the steak. Oh yeah. I'm going to have to take this off soon because I know you like it medium rare. I'm stabbing it with my... Looks like we're all the way up to 140 and climbing. 148, 150. Well, once this gets to 160, we're taking her off. Letting her sit for a minute. Oh my god. She's been a good girl so far. I'm going to have a sip for us because this is one of the best steaks I've ever made on the Ribeye Hotline. Oh my god. How's it looking? How do the gates of Valhalla look when you're going into heaven? Answer me that and you and I will both know the answer. One more flip for this bad boy. Oh my god, look at that. That's adorable. The seasoning, the butter, the garlic, the thyme. It's all coming together in a magnificent orchestra of flavors and timing and seasoning and spice. It's like Santa came early this year, baby. I'm so glad you called. Oh my god, I can just feel it bubbling. I think it's almost time to plate and let this bad boy rest for a bit. Oh yeah, gotta let that rest. It's time to let it rest. Look at that ribeye. I can't see it. Can you tell me what you're looking at? Oh, it's perfect caramelized brown. About to grab some of the garlic and just crush it on top. Would you like the special today? Oh my god, yeah? What's the special? Well, I know you're a growing boy, so I know you need a little bit more protein. But first, what we're going to do is take that heat all the way down. Then we're going to take some honey. And we're going to scoop some honey on top of the ribeye for a little bit of sweetness. This is what makes all the difference, baby. Oh my god. So you're going to have it sweet and spicy? It's the only way to do it. While that's doing this thing, I'm just going to crack an egg on here for us. Put a little sun-dried tomato on top of our steak and garlic. Sun-dried? Yeah, if you remember, I put a little bit of that honey on. This sun-dried tomato just really balances the sweet and the spice in a way that you've never heard before or ever seen. Think about it. We got salt, pepper, thyme, honey, butter, garlic, and now a little bit of sun-dried tomato. This is going to explode in your mouth. Yeah? Oh my god, yeah. I think it's time to take that egg off the stove. One thing, baby, is we gotta let the steak rest for about 50 minutes and I'll come back at you as soon as we're done letting it set, because you and I both know that it's sacrilegious to eat a steak right off the stove. You gotta let it marinate, just like your taste buds.
Johnson, what are you doing? Who are you talking to on the phone?
Oh shit, I gotta go. Oh my god, thank you so much for the steak.
Johnson, get back to work. I want the Vanderbilt report in my office, 6 a.m. sharp. Or consider this your resignation.
Alright, I'm gonna eat this steak. And until next time, I'll see you on the Ribeye Hotline. Peace.